Alma and Autumn, I thought it was prayer morning this morning. But they'll be okay. No. Zay, do you perform marriages? Well, Autumn, it was like he'd been hit by a bolt of lightning. What was this crazy woman doing? And Zay, the wise man, the local elder, he stopped and he smiled and he walked across the field and he said, "Congratulations!" And Anima was standing there saying, "No congratulations, no. There are no congratulations needed at this moment." And then Zay smiled at Anima and said, "Congratulations, sir." Anima didn't know what to say. And then Zay said to Uma, "Is that the fine young man?" She said, "No." Anima said, "What? What? What was this crazy woman doing?" And then Uma looked in Anima's direction with kind of a sly smile on her face and said, "Not yet." "Well," said Zay, and he shook Uma's hand vigorously, so happy, and then he strode over with his walking stick and said, "Congratulations, young man. This is happy news indeed." At this point, Autumn had kind of gone into this position, and he just sort of growled, "There's no news at all." And then Zay went on his way, whistling a happy tune. Autumn walked over to Uma, and he said, "What are you doing? What are you doing? I never agreed to marry you." She put her hands on her hips and said, "I never asked you to marry me." And he said, "What are you doing? Why did you talk to the Zay about whether or not he performs marriages?" She said, "Autumn, I think you're a good man. Do you think I'm a good woman?" Autumn felt really weird on the inside. He didn't know what was going on. And he said, "Yes, yes. Yes, whom I do, but..." And then he just threw his hands up and he picked up his tools and he walked out to the garden to keep working. He didn't know what to do. His head was spinning. That evening as they sat down to supper, Uma was stirring a big cauldron of a soup stew kind of dinner. Ope was there with those big green eyes. And every so often, when Autumn was paying attention to something else, and then he'd look up, and inevitably, Ope would be there just kind of looking at him. And it still was as if Ope was looking at him and through him, seeing him, but not seeing him, seeing right through him. Ope still hadn't spoken a word. As they sat down to dinner, Anima said, "Uma, tell me what happened on..." Then he just gestured with his head to the other side. Uma stopped stirring, just kind of rested the ladle on the side of the bowl. Then she took a deep breath and ladled a bowl of stew for Ope and a bowl of stew for herself and a bowl of stew for Ottoman. She sat down and she said, "Well, we," meaning her first husband and her, "we came here because we felt the broken man wanted us to do it." And Adama interrupted and he said, "This broken man, who? What is a broken man?" And Uma said, "I'm not really sure. Where I come from, we have the story of the broken man. His hands are ruined, but they're hands of healing. And his side is broken open, and somehow those wounds make us better. And the story is that the broken man loves everybody. And so we felt like he wanted us to come to this place and let the Einadats know that. So we did. And my husband and I came. We settled." Adama said, "Did the Einadats welcome you?" "No," said Uma, shaking her head. They did not welcome us." Adama pounded his fist into his hand. "I knew it. That's what they're always like. Those," and if he hadn't been sitting inside their little temporary house, he would have spit on the ground again, because that's what you did whenever you mentioned the name of the Einadats. You'd spit on the ground. But he couldn't do that inside. So that's what those people are like. They deserve." And Uma said, she just held up her hand, and with her finger, she just touched Ope on his mouth, on his lips, as he's about to speak. And she said, "Oh, Adama, let us not speak of what we deserve.